Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, hi, welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. How is it going, friend, homie, seeker? If you are new here, welcome. My name is Talia Joy. You've stumbled across my cozy little corner of the internet where we talk about all things awakening, all things manifesting your dreams, tuning into your purpose, tuning into your intuition. There's a lot of tuning. There's a lot of awakening. That's what we do here. I am a spiritual guide, an awakening guide, helping you to move through this life experience, ascend your soul, and really manifest everything that you're meant for. So my guess is that you're here for big transformation. I know you're an old soul or you wouldn't be listening to something about this. So welcome, friend. You're definitely in the right place. I'm going to help you to navigate this awakening journey, to manifest, to heal, to rise, and all the things. So welcome. And for any of my returning listeners, all of you out there, I love you. Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting the show, for being the kind of seeker into this stuff. It just lights me up. I've been getting a lot of messages lately about how episodes have been impacting you, or reflections you've had, or just connections saying hi, and I really appreciate it. So come find me over on Instagram, say hi, let me know what you take away from the show. Even if there's just a little tidbit or something that you wanted to share, I would love to connect. So come find me at Talia Joy Manifestation. The link is also below. And today what we're going to talk about is really making sense of the work, in quotes. I'm going to break down simply what that is. And chances are, if you're listening to this, or if you're like most of the community, even my clients, it can get really overwhelming, right? We hear about limiting beliefs, and we hear about vision boards and manifesting, and then there's the healing and surrender and, like, you know, don't do anything, do all the things. It can get very confusing. So we're going to talk today about what, quote unquote, the work is. And to simplify that, or to clarify even more, what I mean is the self-healing work, the self-growth work, the manifestation work, when we're wanting to transform and move into, maybe it's making more money, having more success, feeling better in our mind, waking up and, you know, in ease and having a life of meaning and purpose and growth and awakening. Like, that is what we are all here for. So within that realm of the self-work, the self-growth, healing, becoming our best you, your best you, That is the place that can get very overwhelming. So we're going to make sense of it all. It's complex, yet it's also very simple. And I can very easily dive into both of those. I can make things very complex, or I can simplify for you. And speaking of simplify, if you have not come over to On the Path, that is my other podcast. And that is the point of that show, is to simplify the work and give you digestible, tangible, week by week, weekly assignments, deep dive episodes, challenges every month. We go all out, and it's really about integrating the work, breaking it down in a very tangible way where you're learning real tools. I created this basically for my clients. I talk to you as if you're my client, and I am giving you the goods. So if you're ready to really integrate that work and get that clarity and help, as well as learn my methodology for transformation and awakening, it's all over there on the path. It's a private subscription podcast. So come over to the community. The link is below. It's a monthly subscription, so you can join and be there and hang around for as long as you like. It is so fun. If you enjoy this podcast and you want even more and even more tangible and to the point, you're going to really enjoy it on the path. So again, link is below. So today we are making sense of this work, as I'm mentioning. And so I want to give a very sort of big overview first. That's where my sort of gifts go. That's my perspective first and foremost, is like the overarching theme that I think it's really important to understand. So when we look at quote unquote the work, really what we're doing is we're going from where we are now or where we were as far as like our life. Maybe it's debt, or maybe it's in unhealthy relationships or feeling stuck or stagnant, or maybe there's like some issue going on, or there's just a yearning for more. So the growth journey is going from point A to point B, which is where you desire to be, feeling better, feeling more at ease, feeling more happy, fulfilled in your life, making more money, having meaningful connections, support. You know, if you have the same type of dream life as I do, it's freedom to travel. It's freedom to do what I want with my day. It's being surrounded by family and meaningful people. So you're looking to go from point A to point B, and that is a journey of growth. So without getting too far into the spiritual side of it, which I'll dabble in because that is what I see so well. We come here as a soul, and we come to become awakened in this lifetime, or you wouldn't be in the journey of awakening and self-growth. So that was the intention of your soul, was for you to awaken to your pure potential and what you're truly capable of, the magic within you, the vitality, the well-being. Your spirit team, your soul just wants you to really live a life that lights you up, and one of pleasure and joy. Doesn't mean it's always pleasure and joy. To be human is a dense journey, but overall, it's like living in a house you love and being around people you love and all these things that I was just mentioning. That's what your soul wants for you. So in essence, the self-growth journey is going from where you were to that life that you see in your mind's eye, feeling better. And even if you don't have a crystal clear version, it's feeling just at ease, right? In your skin, in your life, feeling good about what you're doing and really creating a life that you're excited to live in versus a life that you dread or feels lackluster or feels way out of balance. We want to get into that good feeling place. So any of the self-healing, self-growth work, whether you go the process, like the way of something like Joe Dispenza or reprogramming your brain, or you're going more into the nervous system and healing trauma, or it's self-growth, asking ourselves these questions and busting limiting beliefs, maybe it's therapy or counseling where it's more of a talking and processing, whatever way is all good. And it's important to go the way that feels right for you. So my clients that hire me one-on-one, they want like a one-on-one mentor, the intuition part, the guidance, the sort of not every single day, but that everyday energy of like navigating life together. Other people want to do like a do-it-yourself course or read a book that really takes them through a self-discovery journey, right? Or a journal book, a process. It might be a course or a group thing, or again, it might be therapy, whatever it is. All of that, the whole point of all of that is to basically grow through what you go through, is what I say. Heal what you've been through so that you can become truly what you've always been. So that you can become the full expression of who you are and why you came here. So usually we're not in our fullest expression because we feel insecure, or we're dealing with, you know, painful dynamics or the repercussions of traumas and things that have happened. We're in a reaction mode in life, or we're in an unhealthy situation, unhealthy relationship, or we're really angry at our parents or society or whatever. So whatever's going on, we feel this sticky, stuck, kind of fiery, you know, energy that needs to be dealt with in order to start to feel a lot better. So all of the growth work is truly about healing and releasing what you've been told and taught about yourself. So the only thing that stands between you and more money or writing your book or becoming really healthy or whatever it is that you want for yourself, the only thing that stands between where you are now and that vision is you. And that's not meant to be in a way of like, all that stands between you and that is you. So get out there with like no tools. What this means is like, I need to step out of my own way. If I want to get healthier, I need to learn to show up for myself. Or if I want to make more money, I need to be resourceful and kind of get out of this funk and, you know, really be open to how I could do that. Or if I want to find love, I have to, you know, open my heart and be less angry at men or women or life in general or whatever it is. Everybody has a unique path in how they grow. But this whole point is growing through what you go through, growing through the things you've been through, the reasons you feel not good enough, the reasons you feel not powerful, the reasons why you think that you can't do what you want to do. Whether you think you can't because you're at a disadvantage, you know, society-wise or something outside of yourself, or you feel like you're not smart enough, you're not resourceful enough, whatever it is, from a spiritual standpoint and an energetic standpoint, you are pure potential. We see things that happen all the time that defy logic. We hear things like Oprah Winfrey was let go from her news anchoring job because she couldn't cut it. And Walt Disney was fired because he lacked imagination. There's all of these examples we hear. You see people who's maybe like a single mom of two and they're going to nursing school and you're like, how did you do that? People are capable of incredible things when they're focused, when they believe in themselves, most importantly, and when they kind of have that clarity and have that goal. I don't know about you, but I can fall into procrastination, or it's more like self-sabotage. So it could be procrastination, but it's actually more self-sabotage, not my fullest potential, until I'm like clear and locked in. And then I'm like, holy crap. Like I created a course in a half a week, or I, you know, moved our whole family and packed up all this stuff because I was driven. Yet when I'm lacking direction, I'm a little bit like, I'm not really utilizing my time. But that's not to say that when I'm motivated or when you're lit up, fired up, focused on something, it's incredible what you're capable of. So making sense of all this work is truly like, okay, how do I get out of my own way? What is the belief underneath? And that's what everything is going to come down to, is like, what is the belief I was told growing up? Like, you're not smart enough, or you're not good enough, or you're unlovable, or you can't, you know, that's too hard for you. You're not meant for that. Pick a secure job, like whatever it is that you were told as a child and believed about yourself. It's your sort of like your deepest insecurity. But it feels like an insecurity because we feel like it's true, meaning like, oh, I'm so insecure because I have this thing that's bad. But when we look at the insecurity as actually a narrative or something that other people have put on us, not smart enough, not pretty enough, not capable enough, not lovable, that's other people putting it on you. Spirit would never say that. Your spirit team, your Nana in heaven, your angels, your guides would never, ever, ever say that you are incapable of finding love or building a business or making $1 million or writing a book. There is truly nothing that you actually can't do. Maybe flying, but that's debatable. That's probably another episode. But truly, within the realm of this physical reality, you are capable of the transformation you dream of. You're capable of becoming healthier or more fit or more rich, or, you know, building that center, building that vision, doing that thing. You are absolutely capable of it when we talk about pure potential. But, and the work is discovering that power, realizing that it was within you the whole time. You just needed to kind of start getting on board with that. The universe believes in you. Your angels believe in you. Your angels believe in your vision, the book or the vision you have for your life, whatever it is, they believe in you. They know of your potential. It's you that's been trained to not believe that you can. So no matter what your history is, even if you're like, no, really, I'm horrible with money. I could never do this and this. Or no, really, I don't know anything about social media. I could never have a business. Again, when you're aligned and you're on fire, it is surprising what you can learn, what people come out of the like nowhere to help you. If something like a business, if you're drawn to do something like have an online business or something like me, but you're like, I suck at social media. You know how many people could help you with that? And it's not $10,000 a month. Like it, when you're fired up and you believe in yourself, people come out to help you in the ways that are maybe the parts of the skills that you don't yet have. You will learn them. You will hire someone to learn them or to do them for you or whatever it is. It's surprising who can come out. Even new forms of therapies or new, you know, maybe you're finally becoming more open to healing your heart. And then you meet someone and they do EMDR and they recommend you. And then it's like, oh my God, I had the biggest breakthroughs. Again, when you're lit up, when you're convinced, when you're believing in your success, you absolutely can do it. People lose hundreds of pounds. People move, maybe not physically move mountains, but they pick themselves up and move to other countries. They, you know, pick themselves back up after divorce at 50 years old or whatever. People are incredible. Whatever it is, it's probably been done. Healing that disease, turning your life around from $100,000 in debt to $1 million in the bank. Like people have done it. Really, in essence, it's not that you can't do things. And all of the quote unquote work is just dissolving and removing what stands in your way. So keep doing the self-growth work that you're doing and just know that you don't have to do any one big thing. All of the different principles and modalities, they're all meant to be, you know, taken in as they feel right to you. You might go through a patch where you're doing a lot of EFT or you're really practicing the present moment, or it's more about nutrition, or you're meditating more. You're going to go through seasons, but the whole point of the work is learning how to take care of yourself, learning how to believe in yourself, starting to love yourself on a deeper level, which then usually leads you into some sort of healing work, whether it's inner child or shadow or something like that, where you become known or you get to know those parts of you that were wounded. And if you have, like me, abandonment wound or, you know, different things that have happened to you, which you have, they've left an impression. So those times you don't believe in yourself, those times when you doubt your success or you sabotage your success or whatever else, it's only coming from a part of you that has actually been wounded or told those things or shown those things. When my abandonment wound flares up now, and I know it's just a trigger, I have to have compassion for at one point I was abandoned. Multiple times in multiple ways. So those things, you know, came from a very early age, and that's inner child healing, is really being compassionate for the child part of me that actually experienced that or feels terrified that someone's going to leave or something's going to, they're going to turn their back on me or whatever. We all have wounds. So it's less about fighting them and getting rid of them and more actually getting to know them and going like, okay, this is what I've been through. And now though, I'm creating safety and security, and now I'm growing these tools. So the overarching theme of doing the work is truly just like asking yourself, like, what part of me doesn't believe it's possible? Well, my dad always told me that this wasn't possible, or I've never seen a woman, you know, of color doing this thing in this job, so I didn't think I could. Or from the time that I was young, I was told that I wasn't smart enough, so every time I go into a job, I feel like I'm not going to be smart enough. Or, you know, it's as simple as that. And you have examples like that where you've just never been led to believe you can. But that doesn't mean that you can't. That's why we do the work, to get to the other side of our stuff so we can step into our pure potential. So whether you're drawn to inner child, as I said, all these different modalities, you know, maybe it's just processing in your journal, doing journal prompts, like whatever it is, continue that growth, because that's all it's about. That it's just about releasing what's in our way between us and pure potential, us and those dreams and goals. That is the quote unquote work. And there's many different paths to get there. So another part I want to talk about for a second is living in the work and making sense of that on a daily basis. So again, that is the whole point of On the Path. I will help you with that. Come on over. But we want to think in our daily life, if we are to like live the work, live on the path, which I have a training all about. Okay. To live in the work is to every day And I say this loosely because some days shit hits the fan. Some days it's heavy, it's dark, it's period time or it's full moon time or there's dense stuff going on in life. Give us grace in those days. Let's just give those days to, you know, sleeping, resting, bathing, nature, Netflix, whatever you need to do. But in our regular everyday life, it's staying focused on what we want more than what we don't want. This is the simplicity of living the work. What do I want more of? I want more joy. I want more ease. I want more relaxation. Okay, how can I focus on those things in little tiny ways? Well, going for a walk makes me feel really good and it brings me relaxation. Okay, we're going to go for a walk today. It's these little things that keep you anchored in to what you want versus just sitting in your life reacting to what you don't want. And I say that in love because I have been there and there are some days I'm there. But the farther along this path, the more I realize that even when I have an off day, even when I'm cranky, even when it's heavy and things feel intense, I can still be living in a quiet, almost like acceptance because I want more self-compassion. I want more ease. So when I'm feeling down, I can also say to myself, it's okay to feel down today. It's okay to feel heavy. What do I need? Versus, why am I feeling this way? Oh my God, here I am back again. So I know it kind of goes nuanced here when we talk about living every day, but it's like, how can I bring more ease, bring more joy, bring more purpose, bring more realness, bring more pleasure into my everyday life? Is it taking a bath? Is it putting lavender on my wrists? Is it getting myself a massage, connecting with friends that make my heart feel full, you know, reading, going for a walk, treating yourself well? That's living the work, is anchoring into sort of those things that you want because you start to realize you deserve it. You really do deserve it. You are worthy of going on that walk, of treating your body well, even if there's emails, even if there's other things, they can wait a minute because you deserve to be taken care of. So that's the first part of living that work. And then as stuff comes up, because it will, actual external things, things change, jobs change, people come and go, stuff happens, drama happens. It's just gonna, you know, life is gonna life. As things happen in your life, or it's just simple little triggers in the day that just set you off and then that rubbed me the wrong way. It's just having a growth mindset instead of a reaction mindset. So the work is having a growth mindset, going curious, why did that trigger me so much? Being the witness to your reactions instead of actually just being like that fucking jerk and then not even thinking about it, right? Something goes down, your boss doesn't give you the promotion, it really hurts, you're lit up, you're maybe even like, you know, venting to someone, just totally fine. We all need the sounding board times, we really do. But you're in that reaction. And then maybe at the end of the day or the next day, even you calm down and kind of go, why did that bug me so much? Well, it felt like rejection or it felt like I'm not good enough. Okay. It's being more self-aware, which you already are if you're listening to this. So that just shows you you're already doing the work. So living the work is incrementally anchoring into more better feeling things, treating ourselves better so that it's like investing in ourselves and we can always keep doing more or keep that maintenance going depending on what your different seasons call for. Might be, so anchoring into better feeling things and then noticing and being with stuff as it comes up and allowing it to be there. I should probably do a whole episode on this. Let me know if you'd benefit, but allowing your emotion to be there. So the trigger's there. You're not indulging in it like, oh, that jerk and yeah, and this, I'll never get this job and what the heck. We try not to go too far down that road because that's just reaction. It doesn't really give us anything. It's not our solutions. It's not going to make us feel better, but we let it be there. Like I'm feeling really fired up. That's okay. I'm in reaction. That felt really personal. I felt rejected. I felt something, whatever it is, right? Okay, that's okay. I'm going to breathe through it. I'm going to sense maybe my nervous system or just be in touch with my emotions. Right now I'm feeling triggered and that's okay. Deep breath. Okay, come back to center. Instead of just a pure reaction, it's taking a second, but it's also not fighting it. And there's so many times that seekers on this journey have a reaction to something and then go, ah, oh, crap, like, why did I have that? I shouldn't be having, I know better. I know that blah, blah, blah. Or we get into lack or scarcity around money or things that happen. And then it's like, oh my gosh, like I shouldn't be back here. Why did I had these lack thoughts. It's actually, instead of judging yourself, just let it be there. Be like, okay, I had lack thoughts today. And I'm learning how to reprogram those and I'm learning how to breathe through them. You know, I got a big bill, something happened, my hot water tank or whatever, something unexpected. It sent me into lack, no big deal. Take a deep breath. Good thing I have savings, or I'll figure it out somehow, or I have trust and faith that I'm going to make it through somehow. Deep breath. That's living the work. So it's anchoring into better feeling things, being present to the stuff that comes up. That is like 90% of the work, like seeing the things that come up, not just reacting, but going, huh, why did this trigger me so much? And then take a deep breath, let it be there, let it move through. Your triggers are waves. Let them move through. It's like a brain freeze. It's like, it's all encompassing. It just like gets you and it like takes away everything else. All you're focusing on is the brain freeze. And then there's that moment of, ah, when the brain freeze releases and your trigger starts to wane out as well. So really just allowing it to move through you, not judging yourself and making it mean a bunch of things. Just let it be there, move through and get curious. Why do I think that that bugged me so much? That's really doing the work. And beside that, beside like the reaching into better feeling things and then allowing your stuff to come up and kind of processing it as it comes up, in addition to that, the work is just learning how to show up for yourself, learning how to love yourself, learning how to grow and develop and take care of yourself because you're worth it. So I know that this is a lot in some ways, but it is also so simple. You're here for growth. You're going from point A to point B. Between point A and point B is your stuff. It's the things you've been through. It's the traumas you've had, the labels that have put onto you, everything that has told you you can't do it. We start to bring more awareness to that. There was a young part of you that really did experience that, that was led to believe that. But now you're an adult. Now you're learning of your divine potential. Now you're starting to realize that maybe it was within me the whole time. It was just the shitty beliefs of others or traumatic circumstances that led me to think I wasn't capable or led me to think that I was unworthy. But spiritually, energetically, on a soul level, that's just not true. And you advance greatly as a soul as you do this work and this healing work and continue moving forward. That's what grows you as a human, and that's what grows you as a soul. So meeting your stuff as it comes up, focusing always more on what you want than what you don't want. And then as those dense times come up, get curious about them, allow them to be there. Continue loving yourself, anchoring into those good feelings, giving yourself incrementally more self-love, self-care, nourishing words. And that's what it is. That is the work. And within that, sometimes you're going to feel like a hot mess. Sometimes you're going to feel powerful and on fire. There's going to be times you start to feel like you should be farther along by now, but it's all part of it. So even the, I should be farther along by now, meet that with curiosity and compassion and a growth mindset and say, or am I in the perfect place at the perfect time? And it's all coming online now and I'm realizing it's already within me. And those things I've been led to believe about myself are simply not true. And I am starting to believe in a better tomorrow. And I am starting to believe that I'm worth living a life that I love. And I am starting to believe that I'm a worthy and valid human, no matter what I've been through, no matter what I've done and not done, no matter what. I am worthy of a beautiful life. And in fact, everything you see for yourself in your mind's eye, in that dream life, that's what is meant for you. That's what your soul is purposefully pulling you toward. Even if it's a specific vehicle or a certain lifestyle or a beach house or vacations or a sexy hunk or beautiful lady next to you, those things are meant for you, the things you see in your mind's eye. And your soul is pulling you through a growth journey of doing this work. and you've chosen to accept this journey of growth and transformation, and your soul wants that end result for you in this lifetime. If you can see it in your mind's eye or imagine it, have those dreams for yourself, it means they're meant for you. It means that is the fullest expression, or most of the fullest expression, because it's probably even beyond your wildest dreams. But it means that that lifestyle and that life is meant for you. And as you go on this growth journey, that's exactly where you're headed. So I hope that this makes sense. Above all else, just be curious with yourself, continue on the growth journey, be self-compassionate and self-loving, and know that you were always meant to be the butterfly. In that transformation, the caterpillar was always meant to be the butterfly, even when it was on the ground, no idea of what was about to happen. When it's in the chrysalis and it turns into goo, and it must like have no idea really what's happening, but the whole time it was meant to be the butterfly. You're meant to be what you see in your mind's eye, what you dream of. And welcome to the awakening journey. That's the journey you're on, awakening into that lifestyle. So I love you so much. If you want to take this journey further with me, you can check the show notes for upcoming offers, join on the path. If you feel called to work one-on-one, I have one or two spots right now for April and May, and I'm just excited to connect. So I'll see you on Instagram, see you where I see you, and see you in the next episode. Okay, bye, Seeker. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode. It truly means a lot, and I really, really hope that it served you. I invite you to check out the show notes. There's all sorts of action down there, including the Awakening Her Daily Practice, which is a beautiful daily practice to process your emotions and manifest what it is that you want. In the show notes, you'll also find the Awakening Her Manifesting Apparel Store, how to reach me on Instagram and Facebook, as well as some one-to-one opportunities. So make sure to check that out, and I'll see you in the next episode.